Hi everyone. I am Tosir Islam. I'm a second year PhD student at the University of Massachusetts Dartmouth. So in this particular work with Scott Field and Gaurav Khanna, we are building a multimode time domain surrogate model for gravitational waveforms. And the interesting thing is that the model extends from the comparable mass ratio regime to the extreme mass ratio regime. So I'll start with this particular slide, which gives an overview of a model which we call the Emery Surrogate 1D Q1E4 model. This model was built last year, and this was again a non-spinning binary black hole gravitational waveform model that goes from mass ratio 3 to 10 to the power 4. So it was built on waveforms coming from time domain Topolsky servers, and the waveforms were more or less 13,500 m long. Like in the small mass ratio regime, the waveforms were then calibrated to NR, mostly on the dominant 2-2 mode. And apart from the 2-2 mode, the model had modes up to L equal to 5. And the model is then available through GW Surrogate and Black Hole Perturbation Toolkit. So we have a package there, so if people are interested. The model can be used in data analysis for some selected patches of intermediate mass ratio in spirals in the advanced LIGO-Virgo detector itself. So here is a plot that I have taken from this particular paper by Rifat et al., where it shows the model accuracy in terms of the time domain L2 error for different mass ratios. And the this blue triangles, which shows the validation error for the waveform model, and the black dot which means that the model is doing extremely well to capture the underlying training waveforms. So with that, I will give an overview of the model that we are currently working on, which we call the next gen MD surrogate model. It extends from mass ratio 3 to 10 to the power 10 to the power 6. However, for the most of the plots that we'll show later on, I will only go up to 10 to the power 4. The model is now being extended from 10 to the power 4 to 10 to the power 6. We use an improved training data for coming from the point particle black hole perturbation theory framework now. And for that, we are using some of the treatments from this paper here. And we are including more and more higher modes. So as you can see, the first four column here, those are the modes that were included in the first model. Now we are going including modes up to L equal to 10, and mostly focusing on the modes which are which has higher amplitudes. Then in the small mass ratio regime, again from 10 to 9, from 3 to 9, we are providing a better calibration to the NR waveforms. And we are also working on calibrating the higher modes more accurately than was done in the last model. The other thing is we are having longer waveforms. So initially we had 13,000 m longer waveforms. Right now we are working with 35,000 m longer waveforms. So the model can be used for data analysis purpose for LIGO, Cosmic Explorer, and even Einstein telescope for a huge patch of parameter space in the both comparable to intermediate mass ratio in spirals. So here's a summary of all the modes that we are using. So I'm plotting the maximum amplitude for different modes. In the upper panel here, I show the modes up to L equal to 5. The middle panel shows modes L equal to 6 and 7. And the lower panel shows modes L equal to 8, 9, and 10. The red lines here, those are not like a threshold, but I'm just using it to distinguish between the modes that we are including in our model and the modes we are not including. For example, all the modes above this red line we are including in the surrogate model, and the ones that are below this line, we are not including it. And this is not like a threshold or so, but just I want to show that what's the relative amplitude of these modes, which so you can get a better sense that like whether the modes that we are including, they are necessary or not. So once we have all the data and all, we are using the standard surrogate techniques that has been developed for many years by Blackmet et al. Verma et al. Papers. And for the 2-2 mode, we are modeling the amplitude and the phase in the inertial frame. And for the higher modes, we are transforming the modes in the co-orbital frame and then modeling the real and imaginary part there. And then for the surrogate building part, it's basically divided into two different steps. One is the data compression. For that, we use reduced basis functions. And then we use some empirical interpolant, which basically chooses some representative time nodes instead of choosing all the 50,000 times in the 35,000 m long time grid. And once we have this data compression done, we then do the fitting for all the data pieces across the parameter space. For our case, it's a 1D parameter space defined by the mass ratio. And we do the fitting in log of Q. And for that, we use splines or Gaussian process regression. So all the plots that I will show later, those have used the splines. However, I will show one plot where there will be some comparison between the splines and the Gaussian process regression, GPR results. So I will start with the time domain errors for different modes, which is the L2 errors between the surrogate and the training data. So whenever I say the surrogate error, I will mean the leave-on-out cross-validation study error, meaning that if I have 41 waveforms in my training space, each time I held out data, one particular waveform data out of the training space, build a surrogate based on the rest 40, then predict the waveforms, add the held out data and match it with the training data. So that gives a sense of how much the model is performing over the parameter space. So you can see summation of LM here. However, because I show the mode separately, I don't do the summation over all modes, but show the L2 errors between the surrogate and training data mode by mode basis. So here I show L equal to 2 and L equal to 3 mode errors. And as you can see, that all the errors are below 10 to the power minus 3, except one or two points in the small mass ratio regime. And the 2-2 mode errors are mostly in the 10 to the power 4 to 10 to the power 5 regime. Then if we go to higher order modes, for L equal to 4 and 5, the errors are in the range of 10 to the power 3 to 10 to the power 4 for most of the cases. And for modes more than L equal to 5, there is an increase in error by a factor, by an order of magnitude. But still, all the modes except this particular patch here, all the errors are less than 3 into 10 to the power minus 2. So here is a histogram of how the errors look like for most of the modes. We have more modes. I have not shown it because of it would not fit in the in one window. So in the blue, I show the training error. In orange, I show the validation error. And the interesting thing is for our model, the training and validation error, they look quite similar. And for most of the modes, you can see that the peak is around 10 to the power minus 4, or if you go to the higher order modes, L equal to 8, 9, or 10, then it would be around 10 to the power minus 3 to 10 to the power minus 2. So here is a plot that I mentioned earlier. It shows the error, it shows a comparison of errors coming from the spline and the GPR fits. And in the left, I show the training error. In the right, I show the validation error. And as you can see that the spline is doing quite better than GPR in both training and validation. Because if you have a structured grid, the spline is known to perform well. And after that, I will go to the comparison to numerical relativity NR in the small mass ratio regime. For that, we are instead of comparing it directly to NR, we are comparing it to NR hybrid surrogate 3DQ8, which is an aligned spin hybrid surrogate model. And we are only focusing on the non-spinning part because our model is non-spinning. So what we are doing, we are using a mass scaling alpha that is multiplied to the waveform, the surrogate waveform coming from point particle perturbation theory, and also we are multiplying the time. So once this mass scaling is done, we are trying to get the best fit alpha for which the perturbation theory waveform and the NR waveform matches well. And once we get those values, we fit that using a third order polynomial in the symmetric mass ratio. So this more or less shows a similar trend of 1 over 1 plus 1 by Q, which is kind of a mass scaling between the NR and the point particle perturbation theory. Okay, so here what I show is an example of how things look like before and after the alpha scaling is done. So in the upper panel, I show the waveforms, NR hybrid surrogate and the point particle perturbation theory waveforms before the alpha scaling is done. So you can see that there is a huge difference in amplitudes and some difference in phases too. But once you do the alpha scaling, they match quite well, giving an accuracy of 10 to the power minus 3. And this is the mass ratio 3, which is at the extreme end of our parameter space. Then I show the L2 error as a function of mass ratio for the 2-2 mode. However, for the most of the other modes, for the higher order modes, we are working on that. The 2-2 mode error drops as the mass ratio increases because the point perturbation theory is expected to perform well when the mass ratio is increasing. And then here I show a histogram of the errors. For that, what I do, I use this surrogate with the alpha scaling to generate 100 waveforms from 3 to 9 mass ratio, and then match it against the NR hybrid surrogate waveforms. And this gives an histogram, which is kind of, which shows an error budget from 10 to the power minus 3 to 10 to the power minus 2, showing a better agreement between these two models. So I will conclude with the summary here. So we are building a surrogate waveform model for non-spinning binary black hole waveforms from comparable mass to extreme mass ratio. So the results I have shown, these are up to mass ratio 10 to the power 4, but we are currently working on extending this model further to 10 to the power minus 10 to the power 6. We are having modes up to L equal to 10. And we also show that the point particle black hole perturbation theory waveforms can be matched to NR with a simple mass scaling. And because we have our waveforms are much longer, this model can be used in data analysis in both comparable and intermediate mass ratio spirals in the context of current detectors. And as we have a lot of higher modes, this model would be suitable to perform interesting studies to find out the impact of the higher modes for even for comparable mass ratio events. So with that, I will stop here. So if there are questions, I'd be happy to address or later in the Slack channel too. Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. So please raise your hand if you have questions. Yes, please, Hannes.
Okay, so my question was regarding this histogram plot you showed on the previous slide. So this is double peak structure. Is there some reason for that?
I don't think we have probed into that, but mostly it might be because it's kind of a phenomenological structure, even if you saw the L2 error here. So there is at one point, it's kind of, there is no drop here, but I don't think I have a really convincing answer right now. But most of the higher L2 errors those come from the mass ratio 3, 4, and 5. And this particular part here, that comes from mass ratios more than that.